Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The FDA has given the okay for emergency use of the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children as young as 12. KPCC's Nick Roman says Los Angeles County will be ready to give shots to those kids pretty soon.
First, a CDC vaccine committee has to set down recommendations for how the shot should be given. That should happen Wednesday. Once it does, LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says the county will be ready to go by Thursday.
We've actually posted a consent form that providers are going to be able to use if they want to. And we'll issue, obviously, as soon as this gets approval, we'll issue a health alert to the entire network of providers, informing them that it's now an approved use of the vaccine.
And Ferrer says she expects parents with older children on sports teams or off to summer camp will get their kids vaccinated quickly. By the way, if you're thinking COVID-19 is no real threat to children who are younger than 18 years of age, listen to this. In LA County, nearly 70,000 in that age group have contracted COVID-19. Three have died. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
Lawyers for Los Angeles County were back in virtual court yesterday for a Zoom hearing with Judge David O. Carter. He is hearing the sweeping federal lawsuit that targets how the county and the city of LA handle the homelessness crisis. The lawyers want the judge to dismiss the county from the lawsuit. Freelance reporter Megan Cuniff is covering the case for Los Angeles Magazine. She says County Attorney Skip Miller argued Judge Carter does not have the authority to rule in the matter.
He said that legally, the Ninth Circuit and other courts have ruled that the court's role is to decide controversies and disputes. It's not to intervene in government functions and to essentially take over for budgetary decisions.
A group of Skid Row residents and business owners filed the lawsuit. Their lawyer, Liz Mitchell, argued that the city and county have mismanaged the crisis, allowing homelessness to grow out of control, and they need a court order to compel them to do more. Reporter Cuniff says that if the county is not dismissed from the lawsuit and intends to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, those judges are already considering a motion to stay Judge Carter's previous order that every Skid Row resident be sheltered by October. The next hearing is set for May 26th. Housing vouchers may soon be in the hands of people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti has announced that the city's housing authority will receive close to 3,300 emergency housing vouchers. They'll be funded with about $46 million from the Federal American Rescue Plan. The vouchers can also help people escaping domestic violence situations. Tenants can use them for 9 years, after which time the vouchers are set to expire. Millions of California workers and families may get another stimulus check this year, this one from the state. Governor Newsom has proposed an expansion of his so-called Golden State stimulus plan to put $600 checks into the pockets of low-wage workers and undocumented taxpayers. The state now has a record budget surplus thanks to fat income tax revenues, so Newsom wants to send stimulus checks to families with children and workers who earn up to $75,000.
That tax rebate will impact just shy of 80% of all tax filers. We'll get a direct stimulus check. We'll get a direct relief payment because of this announcement.
The governor also wants to double the state's rental assistance program and put $2 billion up to help people pay utility bills. The spending proposal requires legislative approval. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.